Thank you guys for hanging on. It's Mile High Magazine every Sunday morning here. And I'm Murphy Houston, one of the hosts on Mile High Magazine. Joining me now is Jennifer Anderson, the Deputy Director of the Colorado Lottery. Jennifer, welcome to Mile High Magazine. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, we love the Colorado Lottery. I was telling Jennifer for a long time back, I think 89 to 99, I was the face of the Colorado Lottery on Channel 4 downtown and did the ball game all the time. And that was quite an adventure, Jennifer. Quite an adventure doing that game.
Yes, it sounds like it.
Well, you got to get the balls right, because if not, you're going to jail. There's just no doubt about it if you mess it up. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're going to jail and there'd be a lot of angry people.
Oh, yeah. All lined up in front of your office.
What's going on?
So anyhow, March is Gambling Awareness Month, and that's why we're here. Let's talk about that. What is Problem Gambling Awareness Month?
Well, we like to call it PGAM for short, and it is every March, and it's a time where various organizations, including the Colorado Lottery, really work together to increase public awareness around problem gambling and also what resources are out there for those who are struggling. And we're always striving to kind of ensure that we have healthy players and our players are playing responsibly. That's year-round. We have an always-on campaign that's, you know, always advertising that. But I think March is a specific time when there's just more publicity, and together a lot of organizations can make more noise. So we come together and really try to raise awareness about it. And it's kind of led by the National Council on Problem Gambling.
Well, as it should be, I guess, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's just not an issue here in Colorado. It's all over the country.
It is all over the country. I think there's unique differences just because there's different types of gambling in every state. Some states have very limited gambling. Other states, like Las Vegas, have a huge prevalence of gambling opportunities. And then you have these new states that offer sports betting, like Colorado.
Boy, that's gotten big, though, hasn't it, the sports betting thing? Holy cow. It's just everywhere.
Yes, it really is. There's a lot of advertising dollars going into sports betting, and so it's important that we also are able to get people's attention with other messaging around, you know, problem gambling.
Well, that's probably true. So what is happening during Problem Gambling Awareness Month? You're doing special events or gatherings on TV? What's happening?
Well, there's a lot going on. On the second Tuesday of the month is Problem Gambling Screening Day, which is a day where we try to really raise awareness about screening. And the lottery gave away some cinema gift cards for people who would complete a very short screening, which is just 4 questions. The questions are kind of just ask about your gambling habits and whether, you know, you've experienced been restless or irritable or anxious when you've tried to cut down on your gambling in the last 12 months. If you've tried to keep your family or friends from knowing about how much you gambled, like doing it in secret, or if you're having any financial trouble as a result of your gambling. And then also just a self-assessment of how you describe your relationship with gambling. So those are the 4 questions. It's very short. We posted it on our social media pages, and we just tried to incentivize anybody who gambles to just check in with their gambling and see where they're at. And it gives you sort of a response that's anonymous. You don't have to share that. But it sort of tells you where they would assess you. So that was a great day. We also have coming up on March 27th, a day at the Capitol, where we're bringing ourselves and other nonprofits together to really help educate legislators both on the problem in Colorado as well as the resources available. So that's great. We are excited about that. We love any chance we get to go over to the Capitol and talk to legislators. So there's just been so much going on in recent years in Colorado. I think it's important that our lawmakers really understand problem gambling, what it is, and how people can seek help for it.
Well, absolutely. Is it a big problem in Colorado, gambling? Is it bigger than most states?
You know, we haven't had a prevalence study recently, so I really can't comment too much on that. I think it's just what we try to do is promote healthy play, regardless of whether you could be diagnosed with a problem gambling disorder or not. Really, people can not necessarily be clinically a problem gambler, but still need to like keep their gambling in check and make sure and constantly check in that they're playing in a healthy way. And so that's what we try to promote, regardless of whether you're somebody who might be on one side of the spectrum in terms of having a problem.
Well, it seems like, you know, gambling, I guess, relatively new in Colorado. I think I moved here in 1986. I don't think there was any gambling in 86. There wasn't casinos up in the mountains or anything. Does that sound right?
We started in 1983. So there were, I think we only sold like jackpot tickets at the beginning and not very many. So,
yeah.
And then scratch. So, I mean, it was pretty limited even what the lottery was offering. So I believe that. I unfortunately was very young at that time, just a few years old. So I don't remember.
Well, it just seems like it hasn't been that long. And to me, I guess I don't know why I think this. Lottery doesn't seem like gambling to me. Not like playing cards or rolling dice or, you know, the roulette wheels or whatever it is. But it is, isn't it, gambling?
It is definitely gambling. And one of the things we find, and this is another thing that we do a big campaign around, is and also put things in place to prevent, is like minors playing scratch tickets. Because I think because of what you just said, some people think it's okay to give those tickets to minors.
Yes.
And so around the holidays in particular, we do a big push for, you know, don't give scratch tickets to children or kids under 18. And then we also have self-verification on all of our vending machines, which we're only one of two lotteries in the country that have that, which is kind of interesting. And then also we do underage things at our retailers to make sure that they're not selling to minors and they're asking for IDs. And, you know, I think it's basically just science behind it, just like any other vice. You know, if you're under 18, your brain is still developing, and it's really just anything that could lead to an addiction later in life, you should hold off and not do that until your brain is fully developed. So that's kind of, it's like anything else,
sure.
Alcohol, drugs. So I think that's one thing. I would say if there is one misconception that is pretty prevalent, it's probably that one. Giving scratch tickets to minors is kind of harmless.
Well, yeah, and I guess I never even thought about that. I have four kids and eight grandkids, and I think, you know, that could be nice. Let's give them a scratch ticket, and we're all good. And they're 10 years old.
They definitely think it's fun, but it's not a good idea. It's just not worth the risk involved.
I see that. So how are you making players safer? By doing what we're talking about right now?
Well, yes, what I just mentioned, we're definitely making players, especially minors, making sure that minors aren't playing is a big part of our player safety program. But additionally, we put messages on the tickets. Like, so this month, you'll find a message on the ticket that says, you know, it's Problem Gambling Awareness Month, help is available. We also have the 1-800 number prevalently displayed, and that is a really easy number to remember. It's 1-800-GAMBLER,
right.
And that's a national hotline. So we put that on every scratch ticket, our jackpot tickets. We try to put it in a lot of different places,
sure.
On our kiosks.
Sure.
And I mean, that's really the first step, I would say, is if you or a family member, it can just be someone you want to get help for. This hotline is a great place to call. It's completely anonymous, and there's people who can help you decide what steps you want to take to help yourself and what resources are available to you, because there are local resources in Colorado as well.
And what is that number? Can we share it now?
Yes, it's 1-800-GAMBLER, GAMBLER.
Simple enough, 1-800-GAMBLER. And Jennifer,
yes,
by the way, we're talking to Jennifer Anderson, who's the Deputy Director of Colorado Lottery. You do have a website, too, with a lot of help on it, don't you?
Yes, we do. So our Colorado Lottery website is coloradolottery.com. And specifically, you would want to go under the About button to the Know Your Limits page. And there's a lot of information there, you know, how to figure out if you may have a problem, signs of that you may have a problem, and then reminder not to give tickets to children. And then also more of a positive message of like how you can ensure you're playing in a smart and positive way and you don't veer into the realm of problem gambling.
Well, I understand. That's great. And that's why we're talking about it. March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. And we're talking about what the Colorado Lottery is doing. Do you work with the casinos on this too when you're doing this problem month?
We actually work really closely with the local chapter of the NCPG, and it's the Colorado Council on Problem Gambling.
Okay.
It's the Problem Gambling Council Colorado Council, I think. It's okay. The PTCC. And I always forget what their acronym is said out loud, but it's basically we work really closely with them. And there's, you know, I will say one thing that's happened in part in response to the sports betting in Colorado is they went back and created a grant program through the Division of Gaming, which is also in our department, Department of Revenue. And they have been giving out large grants, millions of dollars in grant money each year for the past couple of years. And it has resulted in some additional resources becoming available. A nonprofit called KindBridge came into Colorado and has been offering free therapy and resources for veterans and their families.
Uh-huh.
And then we also have, they've been doing a lot with colleges around sports betting. So the answer is not necessarily specifically the casinos, but there's definitely money that came from the casino tax that is in play and helping with the problem.
Right.
In Colorado.
All right. And you got something new over there. Is it the lottery that has the new player health manager, a new position?
Yes.
Talk about that.
We are so excited about that.
Yes.
So, you know, we kind of started building our program and making it bigger about 5 years ago when the director and I arrived at the lottery. But we've done everything we can with our expertise, but we really don't have a resident expert. We haven't had a resident expert. And to that, in that regard, it's, you know, we have really been self-taught and using the resources available to us. But what Amanda represents is that our program has really gotten to a point where we need a full-time person to manage it. And that we are so proud of. And we're so lucky to have her. She actually came from the National Council on Problem Gambling that's based in D.C. She moved to Colorado for this job. And she has a background in public health, a master's degree. And so we're very excited. We're integrating her. She's been here a couple of months. And we're just so happy to have somebody on board that is we can turn to, you know, and really rely on. And we advertised the position like 3 times because we were just adamant that we hire someone who could train us and not the other way around. If we recognized if we were training the person, that it was status quo, more or less, you know.
Yeah, sure.
So we really wanted to bring somebody with a wealth of knowledge that we haven't had at the lottery. And it's a big milestone for us, I think.
Do people reach out to her for help, or is it she's just helping you guys figure some things out?
So, great question. No, we would encourage people to call the hotline. She does training. She does a lot of training with our staff. She weighs in on a lot of our marketing and creative. She is also managing our program. So, like, anytime we have our staff have questions about, let's say, how to message something or, for example, we don't really use the word luck anymore. A big part of ensuring positive play is like you're educating players on their odds and they know, you know, this is a game that's like based in numbers and statistics and, you know, their statistical probabilities of winning. And so we have all of that on our website as well as in our app. So there are things, subtle things around messaging that we try to stay away from now. And so she helps guide us in that regard. And then she's also a liaison to all the other nonprofits that are doing good work so that we can try to collaborate in Colorado and ensure that we're communicating.
That's great.
And trying to help each other.
That's great.
It's been really great.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Jennifer, before I let you go, give us the hotline again and give us the website so people can reach out.
Thank you. Yes, the hotline is 1-800-GAMBLER, and that's a great place to start. And then there's also the National Council on Problem Gambling, NCPG website. And then that is ncpgambling.org. And then our website is coloradolottery.com. You can also just search Colorado Lottery Know Your Limits, and our Know Your Limits page will come up. It's under the About button on our homepage.
Jennifer Anderson, Deputy Director for the Colorado Lottery. Keep up the good work, kiddo. I appreciate you coming on Mile High Magazine. It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
And you too. Have a great day. Hang on. More coming up on Mile High Magazine. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.